One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There's something about the quiet of a childhood bedroom that makes the darkness feel heavier. For one young girl, the shadows in her room weren't just shadows. They seemed to have a mind of their own. Her parents dismissed her fears as nothing more than a child's imagination. But what if they were wrong? Tonight, we delve into the unsettling account of a girl whose childhood was forever shaped by an inexplicable presence in her home. Was it her own fears brought to life, or did something from the other side step into her world drawn to her vulnerability? And this is a story that challenges the boundary between the real and the imagined, between what we dismiss as coincidence and what we fear to confront. Shadows, toys, and whispers all play their part in an experience that will leave you questioning what might be lurking in the corners of your own home. Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, I want to let you know that I am a young woman with hearing loss, meaning I'm partially deaf, so please bear with me and my English skills. I primarily use sign language, but I'll try my best to explain my ghost experience. Ever since I was a little girl, maybe 5 or 6 years old, I've had strange experiences, things I can't fully explain. At the time, I lived in an old apartment building with my parents. It was small, with only one bedroom and one bathroom. My parents usually slept in the living room on a futon, while I slept alone in the bedroom. They wanted me to get used to being independent, like other kids, but like most children, I was scared of the dark. I remember crying to my mother, begging her to let me stay with them. She always tried to comfort me by telling stories about my favorite heroine, Sailor Moon. She said Sailor Moon could fight away the darkness and protect me from anything scary. To help, she even gave me a Sailor Moon toy wand and told me to use it whenever I felt afraid. It worked for the most part. I felt braver holding that wand, even if it was just a toy. One night I went to bed with my nightlight on, my wand in hand, and a pile of stuffed animals surrounding me. I was trying to fall asleep when something caught my attention from the corner of the room. I turned my head, and that's when I saw it. A shadow. It wasn't like the shadows my nightlight made from the furniture. This one was different. It was shaped like a person standing still, just watching me from across the room. I froze. My heart was pounding so loud I thought it might wake my parents. I knew they were already asleep in the living room. The door to my room was open just a crack, so I could see the faint light from the hallway, but this shadow wasn't coming from the hallway. It was inside my room, and it was facing me. I didn't know what else to do, so I grabbed my wand, I pointed it at the shadow, clicked the button to make it light up and make sound, and said, "Go away!" I don't know what I thought would happen, but to my surprise, the shadow suddenly moved. It didn't just disappear, it darted across the room and into my toy-filled trash can. As it moved, a teddy bear fell off the top of the trash can. I stared at the trash can, trying to make sense of what just happened. My instincts kicked in, and I bolted from the room, running to my parents. I shook them awake and told them everything. They didn't believe me. My dad laughed it off, and my mom said it was probably just my imagination. I tried to show them the trash can and the teddy bear, but they dismissed it as an accident, maybe caused by me moving around in bed. I was frustrated and scared, but they told me I had to go back to my room. I begged them to let me stay with them, and after some arguing, they finally let me sleep in the living room. For the next week, I refused to sleep alone. I stayed in the living room on the futon, sandwiched between my parents, and I thought I'd be safe there, but I was wrong. One night, while we were all asleep, I felt someone nudge me awake. I thought it was my mom or dad, but when I opened my eyes, they were both still asleep. Then I noticed something strange. The light in my bedroom turned off by itself. The door to the room had been left open, and I could clearly see the light go out. I was too scared to move. I pulled the blanket over my head and forced myself to fall asleep, telling myself that I'd be okay as long as I stayed close to my parents. The next morning, I told my parents what happened. They didn't believe me. Again. My dad even teased me, saying I'd probably dreamed it. But I knew what I saw, and it made me feel like I was completely alone in dealing with whatever was happening. Things only got stranger from there. During the daytime, I'd see my toys move on their own. I had a clown doll, an old creepy one my dad gave me. And sometimes its head would turn slightly, as if it was watching me. That doll terrified me. I begged my dad to get rid of it, but he wouldn't. I think he thought I was being silly. My cat Fifi seemed to notice things, too. She would stare at the walls, her ears twitching like she could hear something I couldn't. Sometimes she'd chase after something invisible, meowing at nothing. It wasn't just me who felt it. There was something wrong with that apartment. As the days went on, the feeling that something was wrong in that apartment grew stronger. I could never shake the sense of being watched, especially in my bedroom and the bathroom. The shadow began appearing more frequently, always in the corner of my vision or darting across the room when I turned my head. It never showed a face, just the same featureless humanoid shape, dark and silent. One evening, as I sat on the floor playing with my toys, I saw the shadow again. This time it lingered by the bedroom door. My cat Fifi arched her back and hissed at it, something she'd never done before. I froze, watching as the shadow seemed to lean closer as though it were studying me. Then, just like before, it vanished in an instant. Fifi bolted out of the room, and I followed right behind her. I told my parents what I'd seen, but they brushed it off again. My dad was growing impatient, telling me to stop making up stories. My mom looked concerned, but still told me to ignore it. I started to wonder if I was going crazy, but the events kept happening. No matter how much I tried to pretend, they weren't real. The turning point came one night when I woke up to the sound of something shuffling in my room. I wasn't alone anymore. I could feel it. I glanced toward the foot of my bed and saw the shadow standing there, larger than before. It didn't move. It just loomed, like it was waiting for something. My breath caught in my throat and I couldn't even scream. I grabbed the Sailor Moon wand from under my pillow and pointed it at the shadow, just like I had the first time. This time it didn't dart away. It stayed there, unmoving, until I worked up the courage to yell, "Go away!" My voice broke the silence, and suddenly the shadow began to retreat, slowly at first, then faster, until it disappeared through the crack in the door. That was the last time I slept in that room. My parents let me stay in the living room after that, but even there, I wasn't safe. I woke up one night to see the clown doll sitting on the coffee table facing me. I knew for a fact that it had been in my bedroom the night before. Things escalated quickly after that. Lights flickered on and off, doors opened and closed by themselves, and my dad started hearing strange noises, though he never admitted it to me outright. My mom grew more anxious, and the tension in the apartment became unbearable. One night, we heard a loud crash from the bathroom. My dad ran to check, but nothing was out of place. Still, I could see the unease in his eyes. My mom started talking about moving, saying the apartment was bad for all of us. My dad argued, saying it was just old wiring and our imaginations running wild. But deep down, I think he knew something wasn't right. The final straw came when Fifi disappeared. She was my best friend, always by my side, and one day she was just gone. We searched the apartment and the surrounding area, but there was no sign of her. I was devastated. My parents told me she must have slipped outside, but I didn't believe them. I felt like whatever was in that apartment had taken her. We moved out shortly after that. My mom said it was because the rent was too high, but I knew the real reason. Even after we left, I couldn't shake the feeling that the shadow had followed us. For years, I'd have nightmares about it, always standing at the foot of my bed, watching. Years later, something strange happened. I saw Fifi again. It was in a different town, far from that apartment, and there she was, older but unmistakably her. She looked at me with the same familiar eyes, and then she was gone, just like that. I don't know if it was really her or if it was some kind of sign, but it felt like she was telling me everything was okay now. I still don't know what the shadow was or what it wanted. It never hurt me, but it was always there, a constant, unexplainable presence. Was it protecting me? Or was it something darker, feeding on my fear? I'll probably never know, but even now, I get chills thinking about it. Thanks for your time and keep up the great work. It's hard to imagine growing up in a home where the lines between reality and imagination blur so dangerously. Was this young girl's experience a product of her childhood fears, amplified by her isolation and hearing loss? Or was there truly something in that apartment, something watching, waiting, and interacting with her world in ways that defy explanation? Psychologically, it's not uncommon for children to assign meaning to shadows and movements, especially when they're left to process fear alone. The brain, particularly a creative one like hers, can fill in the gaps with vivid imagery. Her parents' dismissal could have deepened her anxiety, creating a feedback loop where every unexplained noise or movement felt like confirmation of something sinister. Perhaps her hearing loss heightened her other senses, making her more attuned to subtle changes in her environment. But what about the shadow and the clown doll? The movement of the toys and the sudden disappearance of her beloved cat, Fifi? These events challenge simple explanations. Could this have been a classic haunting where the energy of the apartment clung to its occupants, feeding on fear and uncertainty? Or was the shadow something different altogether, a residual echo of the past, or even an intelligent presence seeking connection? Then there's Fifi's mysterious reappearance. Coincidence, or could the cat have been a bridge between the living and the paranormal, offering a sense of closure to her owner long after the events in the apartment? What makes this story so haunting is its ambiguity. The shadow never harmed her, but it also never reassured her. It lingered, a constant question mark in her young life. Was it malevolent, protective, or simply indifferent? Ultimately, this story isn't just about what might have been lurking in the dark. It's about how we face the unknown. Whether through fear, courage, or resignation, the way we confront what we can't explain shapes us forever. And maybe, just maybe, some shadows aren't meant to be understood.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.